Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Tim again?
Sorry about that. I hung up on you when I transferred over.
Oh, so I was going to say, you're so fast because I was just going to text you back that we got cut off, and before I could even do that, you were calling in already.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's see. Yeah, so I need to give you another number. Somebody hacked my account.
I'm sorry to hear that. I had to close that account.
And anyway. So, but I want to go back to the 29 a month deal.
Okay. So we can't do that with a $229 past due balance, but what I could do is take the Google ads off of that and just charge you $129. And then once that settles, we can go back to the $29 a month.
Okay.
Want to do that? Okay.
So
and then you move in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all I need is the new card still under the same billing address on 37451 Avenue 12? Looks like Avenue 12 space 14. I don't know if that's right, but.
Yeah. No, it's actually Avenue 12 and a quarter, 1/4.
Oh, I see. Okay. That makes sense because our system doesn't accept special characters like the slash. So
yeah.
whoever put this in just put it as 1/4 and it ended up processing. So I'll just leave it. And then
okay.
I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay. It is 5572.
Okay.
8100.
Got it.
9773.
Okay.
6655. Expires 8 of 30.
Okay. And the code?
Yeah. 291.
291. Okay. So let me take off that $100 of Google ads because you don't need those if you're going back to the 29. So I'll take those off. And then once I get your authorization, I can set the next billing out. So how come you're wanting to go to the $29 package?
Well, I've had it before. I'm not seeing enough, I think it's a waste of money. That's why.
I see. So. Okay. One question, you would be an excellent candidate for Google Guaranteed, and I'm not sure if it's even available in your area, but I'm going to just quickly double check on my Google Sheet if it is. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed?
No.
Okay, so it's an exclusive lead program, and don't feel bad if you haven't heard about it, Tim, because a lot of businesses don't know that it exists because it just rolled out about May of last year, and Google is not offering it for all areas and industries. Now, you're considered a general contractor. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it is available. Oh, a general and a sub. Okay, wow.
Yeah.
You're like the chief cook and bottle washer out there, huh? That's awesome.
Right.
So let's see. Let me see. General contractor. And then give me your zip code one more time.
93636.
Okay, because this will tell me if it's available for you. So 93636. And then... Oh,
now, when
very
I look
good.
At
so...
Google,
mm-hmm.
When I look at Google, I'm not on the first page. Yeah, for metal buildings. So I'm not finding me anywhere there. That's Fresno. It's not doing
it. Not ranking,
you know.
Metal buildings, Fresno. Okay, so that's another reason why I think that you would love the Google Guaranteed, because your business is located in Madera, or at least that's what we used when we set you up. So that's the starting point on the program that you have now, okay? But with Google Guaranteed, they will let you run those leads anywhere within a 50-mile radius. So if you want to focus on Fresno, or let's say that there's some Beverly Hills types areas like 30 minutes away or 20 minutes away, you might not be getting that type of a reach on the maps. But with the Google Guaranteed, we absolutely can do it for you. Now, it's an exclusive pay-per-lead program. So you'd have to pass a background check in order to participate. Are you licensed and insured and all of that good stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, I figured you would be. And so as long as you have a valid driver's license, social security, or EIN number for the business, you would pass that background check with flying colors. And all we charge to participate is application fee of $250. And then once you pass the background check, which takes about 4 to 8 weeks, Google will now put a blue or a green check mark next to your name and also provide $2,000 worth of insurance per client. So that's why it's called Google Guaranteed. So let's say that you do a ton of work for a client and then all of a sudden they become disgruntled and they want their money back. Google would actually get involved and actually refund the client up to $2,000 of what they paid you. Okay? So our clients that we work with that have used typical lead services, they are telling us that this is the highest revenue generating program they've tried anywhere online. And the reason it is because if you get a lead through Google Guaranteed, it's exclusive to you. So Google is not interested in selling leads to you and to everybody else out there, right? So that's how typical lead services work. They'll just keep selling it because that's how they make their money, okay? But with this, it would be an exclusive lead that comes only to you, and you're only charged for it if it's a valid lead. So our department would monitor it, and let's say somebody calls you and says, hey, do you do, metal buildings? I'm in Las Vegas. You're not going to get charged for that because that's not your service area. Or if they say, hey, I saw an ad for you and I'm wondering if you're hiring, you're not going to get charged for that. So you're only going to get charged if it's an actual client that's looking for your service, and the leads only run about $54.67 each. So what would happen 4 to 8 weeks down the road, whenever you're actually approved for this program, we would call you and say, okay, Tim, we want to activate the budget, which equals 13 leads within the month or $713. Now, you don't have to take on 13 leads within the month. Let's say that you take on 5 or 6 leads and they're all big jobs and you don't need to take on 13. What would happen is the next month you just pay for the 5 or 6 leads that you took just to kind of replenish that bucket. So I know that you absolutely would love it. And for someone like you, that if you weren't having good success with the, local Google Maps, I know that this will do much better for you because you can target with a farther reach as to where you want those ads to run.
But okay, you just told me a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know, but why am I not, I'm not even on the first pages or second pages of Madera or Fresno here. I'm nowhere to be found. Why is that?
Well, I'm showing that you are ranking, but let me see what keywords you're ranking.
Where?
Because I just was on your dashboard and it was showing me, let me go back to that section.
What does the $29 deal give me?
What that does is it cancels everything and it just keeps your website up and running, allstageconstruction.com. And the reason I look at that like a last resort is that a website in and of itself can't bring you a client unless it gets exposure, right? So that's the benefit of having that, $229 package that you had, or if you upgrade and do the Google Guaranteed, then you would be fine to downgrade and pay the $29 a month for the site. That's fine because we would be promoting your site on those leads that we're sending to you, right? So, but if not, the site becomes like a beautiful billboard out in the desert. People can't hire you off of it if they can't find it, right? So, Yeah, what I'm showing is that it's saying in the time you were with us, you were found 6,680 times with 1,099 Google actions. Let me filter that out for just the past 30 days and see what happened. Oh, you're right. It did dip down quite a bit. Over the last 30 days, it says you were found 195 times with 3 Google actions. So there's 159 leads on the dashboard that did come in through the call tracking number that we're providing. Have you ever been on your dashboard to listen to those calls or anything like that?
No, I just, they have my number and they would give me a call. I haven't gotten one. After all the years I've been with Local Splash, I haven't gotten one job out of this deal. I've spent thousands of dollars. I haven't gotten
one surprised,
job. I'm surprised,
because I see
I ask people. Well, I mean, when I go to, if I want to, no, it's all word of mouth.
Okay.
So I haven't gotten one thing from Google. Nobody's ever said, oh, guys, well, found you on Google. So
there's
my thing is, and then when I go, right, but when I go to, if I go to look for something, say I need a plumber, I'm going to, plumbers in Madera or whatever.
Right.
Well, if I'm looking for a metal building contractor in Fresno area, which should be one of my areas, I'm nowhere to be found on the first page.
How far is Madera from Fresno, if you had to guess?
20 minutes.
20 minutes, okay. So that component that we just took off, the $100, that used to go towards Google paid ads, which we can run in Fresno for you. But with the local map optimization, because it's set at Madera, it can't spiderweb out into Fresno because it's set to Madera. It can, you know, spiderweb out to some of the immediate surrounding areas. But if you know for a fact you want to target Fresno, the only way to do it is to either do the Google guaranteed leads or to do the Google pay-per-click ads. The Google guaranteed is much more solid because a pay-per-click ad is something where you don't know if it's a potential client clicking on it or if it's someone clicking on it trying to sell you something or if it's someone clicking on it that's a competing company trying to drive your bill up. You know what I mean? Google will protect you from malicious clicks, so they wouldn't allow it if a competitor said, oh, I hate it that Tim's company's up there all the time and I'm just going to go click on it 50 times so he gets charged for it 50 times. Google will see that it's coming from the same IP address and you wouldn't get charged for it at all because they would mark it as malicious, right? But with the pay-per-click ads, the things that people don't like about it that tell me is the downside is, yes, they love it that they can run it in targeted areas where in your case you'd want Fresno, but they don't like that it's pay-per-click and money gets eaten up out of the budget really quickly and they don't even know if it's a potential client or not. So that's the difference. With the Google guaranteed, you know if you're charged for it, that it's an actual valid client that's looking for your service at the time they need you. So you'll have a much higher chance of converting it. And Google actually calls that a micro moment, you know, putting all stage construction and development in front of that client. And again, it's not just putting it in front of them so they can put you on the back burner for a later time. It's they're putting you there at the time they need you because the only reason they're going to Google guaranteed and they're filling out that exclusive lead form is because they do have an immediate need to hire you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So So I found, I'm on the second page of the Google Madera, nowhere on Fresno. So how is this going to get me up higher on Google? And how much is it going to cost me?
So all it would cost you today is the $250 application fee. And then once the application gets approved, you would just be paying per lead, the $54.67 each, give or take. And the reason I say give or take is it might be a smaller job that you're only charged $45 for, or it might be a bigger job that you're charged, you know, $60 for. But the average is that $56. And so, you know, or $54.67 to be exact. That's the average. So they would charge you once you're approved for that activation budget, which equals 13 leads. And at that point, they turn it on instantaneously. So there's no more waiting period. And I know that you would
have. But how are they going to find me? How are they going to find me?
By typing in metal buildings in Fresno or whatever you designate during the onboarding call, right? So you're going to be listed in the general contractor category. But let's say you want to keep these exclusive leads just for metal buildings or just for certain jobs. You can tell the technician that when they set this up and, you know, say, hey, I want you to eliminate some of the concrete words and, you know, still program those in for the Google. But as far as the leads go, I want to just focus on metal buildings. So you can tell them during the client interview what, you know, keywords you would like to come up for the Google Guaranteed. Now, I'll send you an email right now so you can get a little bit of a visual, because like you said, oh, I just found myself on the second page and not on the first page, and what would this look like? So these Google Guaranteed ads run on the first page, even on top of the local maps, and then there's also that green check mark that displays next to them, so everybody knows that you're a Google Guaranteed approved company, which would give you a bunch of credibility, because a lot of people, like I said, don't even know that it exists. And here you would be really set out from among your competitors, because you would be ahead of the curve and getting on board with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, okay. So I pay $250 and then I only pay for the leads.
Exactly.
So that's phone call. When somebody calls me, calls me, in other words.
Exactly. Okay, they'll call you and they'll say what they're looking for and, you know, how much is it, or can you come bid? Here's my address, or something like that. That's a valid lead, right? So you're only going to be charged for those. If there's people that are calling you for something that's not in your category or outside your service area or something that's not even a lead at all, then you're not charged for it. And that's why people are absolutely loving this program, because we deal with a lot of the people that have used Yelp ads, Thumbtack leads, Angie leads, and they tell us all kinds of horror stories about those companies because they're
I've done Angie leads.
Oh, you have?
Yeah,
okay. I'm sure you didn't have a favorable experience with it, I'm sure, either, right? Yeah, everybody tells me that, and I'm never one to talk negatively about another company, but that happens to be one that when people convert to the Google Guaranteed from the Angie leads, they're telling me, like, man, I could have saved so much money if I did this a long time ago, because, you know, the Angie leads, they're just charging you for anything and everything because that's how they make their money. And then because that lead already went to 10 other guys, by the time you call them, they're not even in need of your service anymore, you know? So that's why it's so important.
So how are they going to find me? How does this make me climb the ladder?
I just sent you an email. So if you could go into your email, Tim, and look for the one I just sent that says Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
And so if you look at those screenshots for these tree services, garage doors, roofing companies, pest control, how it says, for instance, 3D tree services, green check mark, Google Guaranteed, serves Huntington Beach, right? So yours would say Google Guaranteed, metal buildings or general contractor, if you will, serves Fresno.
Well, I'd like it to be metal buildings and concrete.
Yeah,
that's how it should have always been.
Do that because that's the way it is in your keywords. That's why I was telling you when you said metal buildings, I thought that that was a priority. But we have general contractors, steel buildings, metal buildings, commercial metal buildings, concrete services, concrete foundations, concrete slab work, concrete metal buildings, and concrete contractor. So we would, you know, still program you in for the keywords that you're wanting to use, you know, under that general contractor category.
Right. So, so I'm looking at these Premier Garage doors. I can't click on anything. It's not doing anything.
Yeah, these are just screenshots. But if you put in, let me see if there's an example by you. Hold on.
But how does it get me up on the first page?
Because we pay the budget to Google to run the ads. So those Google guaranteed ads go at the very top, even above the pay-per-click ads and above the map listings.
Okay, so can you cancel at any time?
Yep, you can. And the beauty of it is you only pay that application fee once. So let's say that you cancel it and down the road you want to start it up again. You would just call us and say, hey, I want to start my leads up again, and you would never have to pay that application fee again because at that point you're already going to be Google guaranteed approved.
How does Google know to charge me or not to charge me? How do they know that it's a valid lead in my – or to – yeah, to, because that's the problem is they're, I don't want them charging me for stuff that I didn't get a call for. Or whatever. I mean,
they
next
won't.
Thing you know, I've got a boatload of bills and nobody's called me.
They wouldn't
I'm paying,
Tim.
I'm paying
because,
for a bunch of.
Right.
I'm paying $56 or $57 for this lead and that lead that I've never even heard of these people. They've never even, nobody's ever called me. I mean, that's what happens. I feel like that's what's been happening with this whole Google thing. I mean, for many years. That's why I went back to the $29 a month, and I've been just as busy as I've always been with my word-of-mouth stuff.
Yeah, but
you know?
Consider you haven't had that 29 package since 2024, so there has been some more programming that's been taking place on the local Google business page. I'm sure it's not panning out the way you wanted it to, but you were getting better results than when you did just have the $29 package. So
right, I've never gotten a job from Google ever since I've never.
Let me ask you something here based on that 1 second. I was just looking at something, and I want to go back to that section. Make sure this is you. Oh, it is. Okay. So there's a Joe White that contacted you. There's a Janet on 44455 Tarragon Drive. She wanted quotes for home renovation. There's a guy, Cyrus, 516 Party Avenue, need roofing repair service. Fernando Torrens, 460 Wayne Street, contact ASAP. Quint Motes, 4105 Southeast 13th Avenue. I'm writing to offer your company the opportunity. Well, they're all coming from within that Fresno area code, and that's what I wanted to circle back and let you know when you asked me the question.
But they're asking for home renovations and roofing, and I've never got a metal building job off of Google or a concrete job, and that's what I do.
Mm. Well, there was Tom Lovell at 13446 Perry Drive. Please send or call. I need a quote to install a 40x60 metal building and pour concrete for that building. So that, just so you know, where I'm getting this information from is on your website, there's a contact form, right? So most people, when they see you on the first page of Google, they're going to call you or they're going to go to your site for immediate contact, and they're never going to get to that contact form. But there will be some rare occurrences that they can't call you right that second because perhaps they're at work or they're with family. So in that scenario, they're going to just type in what it is that they need, and then you're going to get notified that there's a lead coming through your site. And because that lead is a part of the Google listing, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. So that's where I'm reading these from. These people that I'm reading this information that they typed in are actually people that filled out that lead form on your site. But to circle back to the Google Guaranteed program, how you would know that it's a valid lead and how Google would know is we're going to put a call tracking number on there. So we're going to purchase a brand new 559 area code number. When people call it, it will forward over to your number. And it's all those calls will be stored on the dashboard. So we'll put a press one, press two greeting on it. So, you know, hi, thank you for calling Allstage Construction and Development. If you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both options will ring over to your line. But if it's a computer-generated spam call, they can't press one or two. So those will fall off. And the ones that you're connected to, those are the ones that go to our department to review if it says they called you through Google Guaranteed. So if they call you through the regular Google listing or the website, that's all going to be still included in the $29 a month hosting. You're not going to pay extra for those. But if they call you specifically through that lead program, then you'll see on the dashboard where it says Google Guaranteed, and it'll say charged or not charged, and then there's a little play button so you can go in and listen to the call. So our department is very, very good at giving credits for leads if they come in and they're not valid, but let's say you go through the dashboard and you find a one-off situation that you were charged for and it wasn't credited, then you just let us know and then we would actually apply that credit to. But usually that doesn't happen. Usually our department is really, really good at monitoring it. That's why people love this program so much, because they don't have to, like, try to manage it like with Angie's, you know. That becomes very difficult to call in and dispute leads all the time, especially if it does happen frequently, because then it becomes hard to manage, you know.
Okay, so, I mean, I could try it.
Okay,
I got to tell you, Tina, I've spent a boatload of money trying to get up on Google, not only with you guys, and nobody's ever got me up. You know, like I said, I've gotten hardly any jobs from the advertising. It's all been word of mouth. So I'm a little leery. And as it gets bigger, you know, I'm not the only one that's going to be on it. So, but as far as when you look up my website, it's still wrong. It still says Allstage Construction and Development.
I'll fix it for you.
Yeah.
You just tell me what you want revised, and I will have them fix that within 1 to 3 business days. Now, tomorrow's Friday, so I'll push them to fix that for tomorrow for sure. And then for the Google Guaranteed application fee, do you want me to charge that on the same card that we just processed?
Yeah. How much is that one?
It's just $250 for the application fee.
Okay. So yeah, do that. So I'm looking at, so all I got to do now is wait for my phone to ring, basically.
Well, no, I'm going to create an onboarding appointment for tomorrow also for my technician to call you and go over the application. So once I charge this, you're going to get an email that says, Tim, your Google Guaranteed program starts now, okay? And it's going to say, click here to submit your application. So you can go on there and you can start, you know, uploading your certificate of insurance, your license, any questions that it has. And then tomorrow, my technician will call you, and they'll just kind of, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that everything gets processed properly, okay?
Okay, so tomorrow, it better be better on Monday.
On Monday, okay, so we'll schedule that one for Monday. Let me just make sure that this is sticking in the products, because if it doesn't say that Google Guaranteed is in your products, then it won't send you that, it won't
send you the application. And I want it to just be, I want it to be steel buildings or metal buildings in Fresno and Madera, basically the Central Valley, if I can. Metal buildings installation or sales and installation, and concrete services. And then on another one, I want just concrete foundations, flat work, and, you know.
Do you have, an address in Fresno by chance?
No. But I know people
there. Okay. Yeah, that's why I ask, because with that local Google Map option that you have set to Madera, if you wanted to keep that 129 package, you would be much better off to do it with a Fresno address, because it's much easier to spiderweb from a larger metropolitan area like Fresno into a smaller area like Madera than to go the opposite way. You know, start in a smaller area and try to spiderweb into a bigger area. It makes it almost impossible. So if you have a friend or a relative or a colleague or someone that you know that would let you use their Fresno address, what we could do is update your Google business page from Madera to Fresno. And then once it's verified, we would hide the address on the profile. So you would just show up as, you know, Allstage Construction, and the actual, it would show Fresno, California, but the actual address would be blocked out.
Okay.
So just some food for thought. You don't have to decide on that right now. If you do decide that you want to do that, you can let us know on Monday when we call you, okay?
And how much is that deal?
That's just $129 a month. So if you like, I can leave your package at that for now, and you don't have to decide to kind of peel back to the $29 until you're sure you want to do so. Because what you just paid right now has you paid in full until October 10th anyway. So I can have that, you know, stay active in the meantime so that you have time to see if we can update this to a Fresno address. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'd have to figure out who, I've got people that would let me do that. It's not a big deal. So
just make sure that it's not another business that's already using it. You know what I mean? So let's say you have a buddy that has an auto detailing business, and then they're like, sure, you can use my, well, then that's going to throw a red flag, because it's going to be a duplicate address for two different businesses, right? But if it's a residential address, that'll go through fine, because Google deals with millions and millions of home-based businesses.
Yeah, it'll be a residential.
Okay.
Deal.
So then what I did was I canceled the Google ads, because I don't think you need those anymore. But I'll leave it at the $129 package, which won't charge until October 10th. So if you decide on Monday that your friend can't give you the new address, then let us know, and we'll peel that back and just do the $29 on the 10th of each month. But that way, if they can update the address, they can do it all at the same time, and you'll get really, really good results in Fresno trying to spiderweb out into the surrounding areas, especially when you're also getting showcased in that Google Guaranteed section. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, okay, so that's $129 a month. I just paid the $250, and then so I'll be charged $129 plus whatever leads come in, correct?
Exactly. So when you're Google Guaranteed approved, it's not like they're going to just mysteriously start charging you for leads. We're going to call you, and we're going to say, Tim, congratulations, your application went through, you're guaranteed, approved. Do you want to pay your activation budget now? And then you might say, well, you know what, can I pay it on Friday, or can I, you know, do it tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Whatever the case may be, you make the arrangement to pay for the activation budget for the leads, and then that's the day that they actually turn your leads on right away.
How much is the activation budget?
So remember, it was equaling 13 leads within the month or $713. And that acts like an escrow account. So each month, you're just paying for the leads that you're taking just to kind of replenish that bucket. So that's the beauty of it, is okay. that you're, it's kind of like a tailored program, targeted marketing to what your needs are. Because if you take on lesser amount and you don't need more, then you pause the leads, and the next month you just pay for the leads that you took.
Okay, so, and then, so that's, so it's basically going to cost me about $1,000 to start this thing up, and then I'll just pay for the leads.
Exactly, but that $1,000 includes 13 leads because that's the activation
right.
budget.
Okay, so
okay. Let me see if they sent the okay. email because I was able to charge the $250 that went through. So let me just see here if that email was sent to you. If not, I'll manually send it. Oh, good, it did go. So there's an email in your inbox now that says Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins. All you have to do is when you go into that email, it'll show you, we've now charged a non-refundable one-time application fee, and please review and complete this application form. And that's a blue link. So it says application form in blue, and it's underlined.
Yeah.
So if you click
okay,
on that.
But they still have all Stage Construction and Development, Inc. That's not
yep,
my
that's
company.
What I wanted to circle back, and I wanted to go back and make those revisions for you because I could only do one thing at a time. So if it says that, don't worry about it. Just fill out the application with the information that you have because once they call you on Monday, everything's going to be updated to the new business name. So let me go
okay.
into revision request, and then I'll have them update it.
Okay, I'm looking at this application. What year was the business established?
Real quick, what is the correct name now for your business?
It's All Stage Construction. It's a DBA. It's Tim DeMera Construction, Inc., DBA, All Stage Construction. So just All Stage Construction.
Okay, I like that better.
Yeah.
And then is there anything else that you would like to have revised on the website or anything like that? Or do you want to look it over and then you could decide
well,
that
two,
on Monday?
I have two websites. I was looking. Mm-hmm. I have one for All Stage Construction and then the one for All Stage Construction and Development. And it should have my license number on it somewhere, I would think. It's We have by contractor
the one
law.
That we have is allstageconstruction.com. So there is another one with allstageconstructionanddevelopment.com.
Yeah, just All Stage Construction and Development, Inc.
Oh, Inc. Okay, All Stage Construction and Development, Inc. Okay, let's see. .com. I'm not finding it, but it wouldn't really matter because the one that we manage is the one that is the allstageconstruction.com. So absolutely, once you send your license over on that form, we'll add the license to the website because that does add a whole bunch of credibility. And then let me just see here if there's anything else on the site that looks like it might need. Oh no, all of your keywords that I talked to you about earlier, they're all on here. So that's good. It has the commercial metal buildings, the metal buildings, steel buildings, foundation installation, concrete slab work, concrete services. So that's perfect. So that it looks like everything is good as far as the keywords and everything. I would just like to add the license number once you send it over. I think that that will help you.
Okay. So the keywords.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even need to give me general contracting. You can just put the metal buildings and concrete.
Okay. So in for Google Guaranteed, it you have to start with an approved category, which for you is general contractor, but we're not going to put you in keywords for a typical general contractor like a room addition or a remodel or things like that. We're only going to focus on the services that you offer. Okay, and they're going to determine that on Monday. Now, let's say you start filling that application out and you're like, hey, I'm pretty much all finished with this. I'd like to do the client interview tomorrow. That's great. Then you can let me know and I'll bump it up to tomorrow for you. But if not, what time would work best on Monday, you think, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's
available. Well, I have to get this thing filled out first, right?
Yeah, they want you to get it filled out first. So do you want to go maybe later in the day on Monday just in case?
Yeah, like around, say, 3:30.
3:30, okay. Let me see if that's available. It should be. That would be their last appointment of the day because we work Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. So we're just a little bit after hours right now, but I don't mind helping you. So let me just on the Google Guaranteed calendar. Monday is the 22nd. And, oh, good. Okay, I have a 3:30 open. So what I'm going to do right now, Tim, is I'm going to block out a 30-minute window from 3:30 to 4. And that, of course, is just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 3:45 or so. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that 30-minute window, okay?
Okay. So I have this thing filled out by then?
Yes, please do. And then there's one more thing I want to give you the requirements. Usually business owners have more than is required, but I do want to give you the requirements just so that you know what they're going to be looking for. You don't have any felonies within the past 7 years or anything like that, do you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's such a silly question. I have to ask people that, but that's something that would hold up the application. So it's saying that your requirements for your industry for California. I thought I copied it and put it in the notes, but I don't think I did. Let me go back. Okay, it says the requirements are a certificate of insurance as 250K in general liability, and then a California state Class B license.
Yes.
You have those? Okay, good. Well, then that's all that they're going to pretty much want on that form, in addition to maybe your driver's license number or social security or EIN number for the business. And then we use third-party companies such as Pinkerton or Evident ID to do those background checks. So if you get a call from, you know, Pinkerton or Evident ID, then you'll know that that's as a result of this Google Guaranteed application. Now, on Monday, it's going to be a local Splash employee that calls you. But when we're going through the background check, we do use those third-party companies. So I just wanted to give you the heads up there, okay?
Okay. So I have some questions on this application here.
Okay.
I put in my EIN. Now they're asking me for my Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to put that in?
I would. It would make it go smoother, and it's a protected Google form, so it doesn't, that information doesn't get leaked out anywhere. If you're not comfortable putting it on the form, just verbally give it to the technician when they call you on Monday.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, like I said, I just got hacked.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to do that either. One time my purse was stolen and I was young, so I had like my Social Security, my husband's card, and all of our kids' Social Security cards in my wallet. And I can't tell you how much sleep I lost over that after my purse was stolen, because who knows who ended up with those numbers, you know? Luckily, all these years went by, and I haven't had any identity fraud or anything, but it was just scary. So now, of course, I've learned my lesson, and I keep it in a safe place in the house. I was like, what was I thinking to carry that stuff in my purse? It's like so silly. You don't need that stuff on a daily basis, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so, but unfortunately I had to learn the hard way. So I get it. If, you know, you'd rather just verbally go over it with them on Monday, then I'll let them know that there's going to be certain parts of the application that, you know, you'll just kind of talk to them about when they call you. Okay.
Okay. So on this, what is your business name? Do I change it to All Stage Construction, or will it let me?
Yep. Change it, because that's all going to be taken care of within, you know, 1 to 3 business days.
Okay.
But since tomorrow is Friday, I'm pushing them to do it tomorrow. So by tomorrow at this time, you can update your website, your Google business page, everything else we've done for you, the directories, and you'll see that it's already been updated as far as the business name.
Okay, so I'm on question 8. Please provide a copy of the certificate of insurance document. Important. Your insurance must still be valid in 2 months from today. Check expiration date. Have principal general liability charter with policy matching business names. Okay, it says browse files here. What does that mean?
That means, let's say that you have a copy of your certificate of insurance on your desktop, on your computer. You can hit browse files and you can attach it. You can find it and you can attach it there.
Okay. So they just need a proof of insurance?
Yeah, they're going to want the certificate of insurance with whatever it says there, with the expiration date and whatnot.
Right. So let's see, but they're not asking for additionally insured?
Nope. Matter of fact, it says here that the insurance isn't even required at this point, but it will be required by the end of the year, $250,000. So I'd rather just have you send it in all at the same time so that they don't have to stop anything towards the end of the year and get a hold of you. If you already have the certificate of insurance, you might as well send it over when they call you on Monday. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to try to find it right now, and then let me go back to this.
And then, Tim, let me do this only because it's after hours and you don't have this scheduled till Monday, so it's not like you have to go through it right this second, but I'm going to text you my direct line. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. Earlier when you called in, you just hit redial, and that went to the call center. So that's why you had to ask for Tina, and then they rerouted it back. But if you call in the local splash number and say either, you know, I want to talk to Tina or extension 777, it'll come directly to my desk. And that way, you know, tomorrow, if you have any questions, you can call me and I can help you, you know, walk through it a little bit better. But, you know, once it gets after hours, they kind of pressure me to get out of the building.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
So they want, business licenses.
Yes.
So I have business license for Fresno and Madera. Send them those or? Oh, just whichever ones
just send
I have.
The one, just send the one for Fresno. If you want to send both, you can. But the reason you wouldn't probably have to send both, and you can, you know, confirm this with the technician on Monday, is that one approval is going to cover you within a 50-mile radius. So it's not like you're going to have to send another one for Madera, but if you have two licenses, you know, why not send them over? You know, it just adds extra credibility, and you'd probably pass the background check faster, right? But you don't have to. If it's easier to just send over the one for Fresno, then you absolutely can do that. But remember, hopefully you also have a Fresno address that you can update your local Google business page to.
Okay.
Which is going to be one of your friends that'll let you use it. I'm putting that in the notes right now. Wants to update the address to Fresno. Ask client on Monday if he has the address. If not, it's not going to affect your Google Guaranteed campaign, because we will run the ads in Fresno and in Madera based on what you tell them. So they can run those ads wherever you want, but it does get you better results on the maps. If you want, you know, more business from Fresno, why not, you know, start there and spider web out into the smaller areas? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it says, please list the cities that the business services, just should I just put Fresno on there or Madera too?
I would do put Fresno and Madera.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Definitely. Both of those because those are your hot areas that you like to work in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, so what is the problem with the business? Let me see. It said something about, okay, if you have field workers, customer-facing workers, what does that mean? Let's draw this.
So I have field workers. You have field workers?
What's that?
You do have field workers
when
they say, you don't?
When they say,
that means
well,
like
have,
employees.
Have, yeah, I have employees, 12 of them.
Okay. 12 of them? Okay. And they interface with the clients?
Not really. They do sometimes, but you know, not really. My foreman might, but other than that, it'd be just me and my foreman talking to the client.
Yeah, if I would just put no then, because what they're thinking is if people are going into the homes and they're actually interfacing with the clients, then they want them to pass the background check. But let's say it's an office administrator or, somebody that's just putting bids together and stuff like that, then they don't have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm the one that gets the job. So the only time they would talk to a client would be if they happen to wander onto the job when we're working on their job.
Okay. Yeah, you'd be okay because I had asked Amy before, she's one of the people in charge of that department, if that's the way it would go for someone like you that has 12 employees, but you're the one that actually interfaces and gets the job, then you would
yeah,
be the one that has to pass the background check. You don't have to worry about the others.
Okay. So I'll just put none on each one of these or leave them blank?
Yep. Yeah, you can just put none, and then that'll allow you to skip it. Because if you put 12, then it's going to say, what are your 12 employees' social security numbers? And it becomes a huge hassle, right? But you don't need
yeah,
that.
I'm going to just put zero then.
Yeah.
What is the total number of field workers, customer-facing workers, excluding the owners? Okay, I'll put zero then.
Yep.
All right. Cool. Yeah. Let me see.
Okay.
Here. All right,
well,
so now I can submit. I'm going to submit the form. There's an
okay.
S. Yeah, they want me to put my social in there.
Did you already upload the insurance and the license too?
The license, but not the insurance.
Okay, you'd be okay, I think. Yeah, I would probably do it all at once, but you can go back to that form and click on it again. So let's say it's complete and it does go through. Try to put like all zeros in for the social and see what happens. That would be, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9.
Yeah, I still got to do the insurance, though.
Yeah, try to put 9 zeros and see if it'll take it, and then I'll put a note here that you're going to give them the social on Monday when we talk to. Yeah, but if it doesn't take it, then, you might have to put it on the form, but I think there's a way to get around it.
Okay, so I'll do that when I finish up my business license and certificate of insurance. Okay.
Sounds good. Okay.
So,
okay. And then if you have any, if you hit a bump in the road or anything and you need to ask me a question, I just sent you my number so we can talk more about this tomorrow. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Okay.
So
well,
I'll
have
wait
a great
for their
evening.
Call on Monday and
yep.
I'll wait for their call on Monday. In the meantime, I'll get this put in.
And you'll get a little email reminder, too, for the appointment on Monday. So your appointment's at 3:30.
Okay.
So at 2:30, the system will send you a little, hey, reminder, your, Google Guaranteed onboarding is coming up at 3:30, just so that if you're out in the field and you're busy and it slips your mind, you'll get the little reminder that you have, like, an hour window before they call.
Okay.
Okay.
That was good.
Oh,
right.
You're going to love it. I'm so happy for you, Tim. You're very welcome. Have a good evening, too, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.